this is going to be a waived floor hearing for Fernando Mata Jr., ADC numbers 3557. One. Mr. Mata is currently serving a life sentence for murder. He's serving two concurrent life sentences for murder. Sentence date began on March 14th of 1974, serving one murder sentence for one life sentence for murder and another life sentence for robbery. He became parole eligible on July 14th of 1987. According to Zimmer's progress report, he was notified this is a hearing that he's having for an absolute discharge, regular parole, or home arrest. According to his inmate progress report, his inmate progress report states that the inmate has no resident or employment plan. He shows that his last violation was a minor, which was on September the 1st of 2017, which was for unauthorized smoking. He has very little classes that he's taken since he's been incarcerated. I do want to make note again that according to his inmate release plan, that inmate has no resident or employment plan, no release plan at all. He does have a minimal, I wouldn't say a minimal amount, but his last violations that he actually had, he was found guilty of that smoking, like I said earlier, which was in September of 17. He did have a disruption account that was in 2010. Those were his last violations. He has had 51 parole hearings since he's been incarcerated. During those hearings, they were either denied, waived, or he refused to show. According to the court documents that we have, says that on March 13, 1974, a non-phone call received at the sheriff's office station in Norfolk. The caller said that he had information about the murder, and arrangements were made to meet with the caller. During the trip to Tucson, the defendant admitted when he was arrested, the defendant admitted as he was picked up and taken to Tucson, the defendant admitted he was involved in the murder. He related that he broke into the residence because he heard the victim had a safe containing a large amount of money. While in the house, he heard the victim arriving, and as he tried to get out through the window, but he could not. When the victim walked in, the defendant struck him with the tool he had brought in to open the safe. After the victim fell, the defendant went through his pockets and removed several hundred dollars. Upon arrival at the search departments in Tucson, the defendant was given the advice his rights. He waived his rights and gave a formal statement and indicated that he wore socks on his hands while in the victim's house so he would not leave fingerprints. He struck the victim with a tire iron, which he subsequently threw in the dam, and he burned the stolen money out in the desert. The defendant said he did not mean to kill the victim, that he changed his mind and gave a statement because he could not live with that forever. According to the autopsy, revealed that the cause of death was a laceration of the brain due to a committed skull fracture due to blunt force instrument. Based on the information contained in the information that we have, I do not feel that Mr. Fernando would be a good candidate to be released out on community supervision.
Second.
Therefore, I'm going to make a motion to deny Mr. Mata home arrest, regular parole, or absolute discharge.
Second.
Agreed.
A motion by myself to deny, second by Mr. Neal, agreed with Mr. Quinones. He's not eligible for a set-off. I'm going to state the reasons for the denial is that it was a serious and violent offense, loss of human life, poor no release plan, no family or community support. I'm going to mark history of a continued substance abuse. Is there anything else the board thinks it may need to add to it? All right, that is going to conclude the hearing at this time.